Good morning. 7:21 a.m. on March the 5th. 18 minutes on the first mile. Not terribly surprising. The footing is terrible this morning. It rained last night and then turned to snow. So it snowed on the water and then froze. And there's ice everywhere. Most of the sidewalks are bare, but in places where water normally pools, there's a lot of ice, and it's really slick. So yeah, I got moving, but it was, I'm not going to break any speed records today. Moving is probably sufficient. So yeah, yesterday I got the also bought ribbon on Owner's Share, and the first couple of reviews that are Article 37. I've been trying to prepare myself for it. There seems to be an awful lot of people who think that that's the end of Ishmael Wong stories. I realize it's the end of the series, but I've told so many people, I've posted it so many times, I've left it in comments, I've made it on posts, I've put it on Twitter, I've put it everywhere. And yet people still think that it's the end of Ishmael Wong. It's like, okay, well, fine. And apparently Amazon stopped sitting on the corrected file yesterday. Oh, and it appeared on Kobo. Of course, it appeared on Kobo incorrectly, because once you press the publish button on Kobo, you can't do anything until they approve it. So the wrong file has been sitting there for 3 days. I finally got the chance to upload a corrected file yesterday. I also uploaded a corrected file to Nook, but I don't know. I had somebody report that the Nook was ellipsed too. Of course, I had to wait for that one to clear publishing as well before it would let me replace the manuscript, so that took a couple of days. So, yeah, kind of a... left me in kind of a crummy mood. I didn't get anywhere near enough work done yesterday. It was a red day. The only bright spot was that I did get back on the road yesterday, so there was a podcast, but that's about it. I hope there'll be more than that today. I mean, here's the podcast, but I'm hoping there'll be more than just the podcast by the end of the day. Well, there should be, because I've got a certain amount of sitting and waiting today. And Full Share is waiting for me in the car with a red pen, so perhaps I can get that one marked up and moving. I had somebody complain about the table of contents in Owner's Share being too long. And I should have put it at the back of the book. Maybe, I don't know. People expect it to be at the front of the book. I can't leave it off, because if I do, KDP will reject the file, will send it back and saying, oh, no, there's no table of content. Tedious thing. There was one more formatting error that I'm kind of surprised nobody has turned in. The editor didn't actually track changes. She just marked them with color. And so adding things, subtracting things, flagging things. Flag was a yellow, look at this. Green was something new. Red was something should be deleted. And somewhere in the process of doing that, a lot of the period quote, where there's a sentence and then some dialogue following the sentences, so there's a sentence, 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 period, quote, somebody says something. And in a number of the edits, the period quote has the space in front of the period instead of behind it. So it's space, period, quote, instead of period, space, quote. There were a number of those, like 25 or 30 of them. Nobody reported those. I thought that was intriguing, because that's the kind of detail that people love to complain about. I think I got them. I think I got them all. That was in the same file with the Chapter 4 cascading span tags. I still don't know what's wrong with those. I don't know. I don't have any idea how that got in there. Something about sigils cleaning that got in the way. Still haven't heard back from the guy who was confused because he'd bought owner share a long time ago, months ago, years ago, and read it and enjoyed it, and was confused as to why I was notifying everybody that it was finally available. I wrote back to him and said, excuse me? Struck me as odd. It's just cold enough that my breath is condensing on my mustache and beard and dripping. Yeah. Tedious. It should be a lovely day. The clouds are pulling out. The overnight storm seems to have gone away. They're calling for like 60 degrees again tomorrow. It was 60 on Monday. And it's snow, and now 60 degrees again. Probably snow by the weekend. Oh, that's too bad. I'm making an eastern turn, and now the sun is behind the clouds. Could use a little sun on my face this morning. I have to try to get into the booth today. I've got to try to record the last two chapters for Slip Space for PC Herring. Monkful. I know I missed two chapters. I knew I missed two chapters when I sent him the file. I don't have them on my Nook or have them printed out or something. I forget now what the problem was. He sent it to me again and asked for them. He wants them by April 15th, but I need to get them off my table. Get them cleared away. Shouldn't take too long. Maybe I can get that done today. The kid's home, but she should be relatively quiet. I'll hit her on one of her breaks. She'll be watching YouTube videos. She needs to work on homework today and make more progress than she did yesterday, but then I need to work today and make more progress than I did yesterday too, so perhaps we can work together. Hungry, but I'm sort of uneasy about the stomach this morning. We had a power failure at 5 o'clock, and I'm laying there in bed thinking, it's like 4:55, and I'm laying there in bed thinking, ah, gosh, it's too early to get up. I don't want to get up. And looking at the clock thinking, I suppose I could get up. Then the power went out. So, furnace, clocks, everything went off. And I'm laying there thinking, terrific. So, I stayed in bed where it was warm and hoped that the power would come back soon. And it did. It was about 5 minutes, but it came back on. But then I was stuck with the dilemma of having to get up because I'd set the alarm for 5:30 and I'd left my phone downstairs. So I had to get up and deal with the phone and its alarms so it wouldn't wake everybody else up. Nobody else needed to get up that early, so I let them all sleep until 7. It's not a bad morning. I had to have my hood up earlier because it was so chilly, but right now, I got my hood down and it's rather pleasant. Still a little chilly, but 35, 40 degrees. There's no wind, so that helps. Somebody drove their Jeep out into the undeveloped land next to the park, and they stopped there. It's like, the hell are they doing? A lot of people drive through there, which is not exactly a road, but four-wheel drives can handle it without a lot of difficulty, and there's a track packed down. Oh, this sidewalk is slick. What a lovely morning. Now, if I just felt better, it would be a great day. Yeah, well. Perhaps some breakfast. Get some peanut butter toast or something. Try to settle my stomach a bit. Got an hour or so before the wife leaves for the day. And then therapy late morning. Oh, I did hear from school. I finally got a hold of school. All I have to do is send her back. There's no meeting required. There's no anything that we have to do special. So it would have been nice if they told us that before, but okay. So she'll go back to school tomorrow. She's not too thrilled with that, but. Oh, 19. 18:57, which is 19 minutes. But, you know, not bad given the footing, not bad given my condition. As miserable as I feel this morning. Probably shouldn't have walked, but I need the stress relief as much as anything, so yep, I walked. I walked and I talked and I recorded and I think it went through. But now I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.